lot of people, it's kind of business as usual. But for people who are in the middle of Maidstone, there's been quite a bit of disruption. Most of the roads are clear today, but still some people will be without power. Some people, especially businesses, will actually be cleaning up from where floodwaters have been into their offices, into their restaurants. So for some people, it's fine. For other people, it's been a disastrous few days.
In terms of what churches have been doing to respond, what can you tell us about Maidstone?
Well, Maidstone proper, the response is probably limited. I think we're still trying to assess where the damage is in congregations. Some of the worst hit areas will be just outside of Maidstone, places like East Farley and Yalding. So churches there will have a lot more to do. But local churches here already are active in the community in terms of having food banks and funds set in place already for people who are having struggles and difficulties. We have food already collected, so people who've been without power, lost the contents of their freezer, well, they'll be able to find help for themselves there.
Josh, for those listening now who are going to be praying for all those who've been affected and are still without power, still can't get back into their homes, how would you be encouraging them to pray?
Well, I think the biggest need will be for peace. I imagine that for some of the people in the areas that are the most affected, such as Yalding and East Farley, some of those are retirement areas, they're low-income areas, they're places where a disruption like this can really hit a family hard. Of course, we want to pray for people whose businesses have been disrupted, but especially those people who've, well, they've got a big cleanup job on their hands. It will have really hit their family holidays. We want to pray for peace for them as well, that they can find in all of this provision, where they can see the hand of God providing for them, not just the council services, but where churches can be involved. So we want to pray for churches to be able to make those connections and show people the light of Christ in the work that we do.